Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. I am super delighted to invite back on the show today the lovely Karen Kay. So Karen first came on the podcast, gosh, about 2.5 years ago now, I think it was, to talk all about fairies. And now she's back with her new deck, Messages from the Mermaids, to talk about the mermaid elementals and how we can work with mermaids. So Karen, if you don't know, is a fairy and mermaid whisperer. Karen shares her love for the elemental realms through her work. She's a Hay House author with 2 oracle card decks, Messages from the Mermaids and Oracle of the Fairies. She organizes events, the 3 Wishes Fairy Festival, and is a columnist for Soul and Spirit magazine. Karen is also the founder of Fae and Mermaids magazine. In her spare time, she sings, makes music, and creates meditation CDs. A busy lady who always has time for others and loves to spread her joy and shine her light in this world. So thank you so much, Karen, for being here again.
Oh, yay. Thank you, Emma. It's so lovely to be with you again after all this time, but it actually feels like yesterday as well.
It really does. Like, I was really shocked when I look back at when we did that episode. I was like, surely not that much time has passed.
It's so crazy, actually. So much has happened. I know for you as well. And for me, just wow. Yeah. And then we're in this very, very surreal world situation and navigating through that. But actually, I'm kind of going with the flow and really I don't want to say enjoying, because obviously things could be better, but I'm adapting. Let's say I'm adapting to the situation and doing a lot more things online. So yeah, it's good. It's all good, actually.
I love it. And you're right, you know, we find ourselves in this kind of new world as such. And like you say, going with the flow, which is the perfect way to introduce the mermaids as well. So for anybody who doesn't know your background, your story, and who hasn't listened to your original podcast, I would love to know again, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Okay, so I want to say that I am in a continual process of spiritually awakening. And my first kind of recollection was actually when I connected with the fairies, which was when I was a young girl living in my grandmother's home. And I think I was maybe 6, 7 around that age. And that's when I had my first experience with otherworldly beings, i.e. the fairies and fairy lights. And then as I got older, I remember going through a period at school where I was really into, there was something called the law of levitation. And in our break time, we'd all gather and try and levitate each other, you know, the average kind of thing that schoolgirls do in their breaks. I'm not sure if it is or not, but that's what I did. And I just developed this interest, and I would just read lots, and I was into things like candle magic and crystals and things like that. And then it wasn't till I was kind of older, in my late teens, early 20s that when I came to Cornwall that I had this connection with the mermaids, and I went to spiritual churches and just had my, like I said, it's been an ongoing process, and I feel like, even though I feel like I've experienced so much spiritually, it does feel like I'm still in spiritual school, and I don't think I'll ever not be a student, actually.
I agree with you so much there, because I think, like, when I spiritually awakened, what, like 4.5 years ago, I was like, that's it, done. And then even since we've last spoken, Karen, like I've had another big awakening about 2 years ago. And even like every year I say, like, I swear I meet a new version of myself where I feel more kind of awakened, and I'm learning things, going through the school of life, etc. So I fully agree with you. And I think, you know, everybody's just good at, I think, you know, we're just going to keep evolving and keep learning things and having these lessons. And I think we always think, oh, well, it's just one awakening, like it's just the one. And I think people are maybe a bit surprised when they kind of see the shadow work come up, when they see the inner work come up, you know, even years later as such. So how have you kind of found and navigated those, you know, other awakenings and other life lessons that have sort of come up along your journey?
That's a really, really good question, and really, really insightful what you're saying, because, like, I know that a lot of people who don't know me, they perceive me as Karen, kind of light and fluffy, but you can't actually be in that light and fluffy space unless you've really gone into the shadow side as well. And believe me, I have several times during my life. And more recently, just last year, you know, I tragically lost a friend who passed away through drowning on my birthday. And that was just so shocking on so many levels. And the relationship that I was in, that kind of went all up in the air as well, although we never really stopped being connected. But it was just everything went up in the air, and I was actually in quite a dark place. And the way I navigated it from a spiritual point of view, I realized that I couldn't make the pain go away. There was nothing that I could do. I couldn't take a pill to make it go away, not that I wanted to, but there's nothing. You just have to experience it. So I just thought, I don't want to suppress it, because I didn't feel that that was the right thing to do. I felt like if you repress things, then they just come out in other ways. They manifest in other ways. So I decided, basically, I just cried and cried waterfalls for about 6 months solid. And I was so surprised that I had so many tears in me. And that was my kind of, it feels like a little bit of a dark night of the soul, a really healing, cleansing process. And it was actually during that process that I wrote Messages from the Mermaids as well. So this deck is full of this real raw emotion, which is obviously what the mermaids are as well. So I've been in those dark places. I'm in a much more balanced place now. And you know, the nature of life, it fluctuates. It's about the balance. It's about the light and the shadow. All these things help to make us who we are and shape us. And it also helps us to have empathy with others who are going through similar things. So I can say now, I am grateful for those experiences. Although during the experience, I'm like, why me? Why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. You know, all the things come out. And it's like, well, actually, it's because that's my spiritual path. That's what needed to happen to me for my spiritual evolution. And it's brought me to the space where I am now. And I feel like I've come through a trial of fire. I feel like the phoenix, actually. I didn't know if I was going to come through it. I honestly didn't know. I thought, this is me done now. I don't know if I can do this. But it's just about taking one step at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time. And a good friend said to me, you know, if you get up and you brush your teeth, you've done something. If you've combed your hair, you've done something. And it was just building on the little things to actually get through the days. And when the emotions come, let them out. Don't suppress them. I did a lot of meditation. just to try and keep me sane, if you like, because when everything, it just felt like everything was happening at the same time. And then just as I kind of got to this space where, like, I'm ready to face the world again, I feel good, I've gone through this, bang, lockdown happens, and the universe is saying, nope, you ain't going nowhere, girl, you're staying right there. And I'm like, no, I've just been in this like self-enforced isolation for about 6 months, and then I had to do it all again. So at least I've had practice now, and I kind of am used to it, so that's where I am now.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing that. Like, you know, I'm so pleased that you're in a good space, and that, you know, it's just one of those things. And it's interesting because last year, especially for me, is when I really connected to the mermaids and worked with my own mermaids in meditation and like the water elementals. And it came at a point where, you know, it really was about emotions, relationships, etc. And I was like, it's so interesting how when you're ready to do that work, the mermaids show up. So for anybody listening who is like, what are they on about? What are the mermaids and how can we call them in?
Okay, so mermaids are the guardians of the ocean, the elemental guardians of the ocean. If you look at it like fairies are guardians of the land, mermaids are guardians of the ocean. And by their very nature, they flow. They flow with the tides. They ebb, they flow, they're deep, they dive deep. It's all about emotions, feelings. It's all very fluid. So you're totally right, you know, when you say that when we're going through these emotional times, that is like a cue for mermaids, they're going to come in. So it could, because that's their domain, they relish in that, they feel, and they help us to allow to feel those emotions as well. And yes, they can look beautiful aesthetically, they can manifest however they wish, and basically they represent a part of ourselves that sometimes is hidden. Sometimes we hide that part from ourselves because people feel like they have to be in control of their emotions and their feelings. But actually, the mermaids help us and teach us how to release those feelings in a safe, you know, way, not like go crazy angry and do loads of destructive things, but how to release these feelings in a positive, constructive way that is for the benefit of everybody, obviously including ourselves.
And it's really interesting because I love the beach anyway. I don't need an excuse to want to go to the beach or be in water. But it's interesting when I felt really called to working with the mermaids, how much I wanted to be at the beach, how much I craved to be in the ocean, even like having regular bubble baths and stuff like water. I was just attracted to it, like, get me in some water. And what I love about the mermaids is how, like you say, they really take you to the deep, dark depths of the ocean, which is obviously the deep, dark depths of your soul. And, you know, really allow you to go into the depths of your soul and bring up anything you need to feel free and to feel happy, to manifest whatever it is. So you've mentioned briefly what areas of our life mermaids obviously represent, but can we just go into a bit more detail with it, like in terms of what areas do the mermaids represent and also how can we start to work with them?
Well, it's about the emotional part of ourselves primarily, the heart area, the feelings, the way we express ourselves, sensuality as well. They really come in on that vibration. And I've forgotten the next part of your question.
No worries.
I was flowing.
I was just saying about like how can we start to work with them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So, well, as you were saying, like when you have this connection to mermaids, you felt this draw to the ocean, this draw to water, to have baths and stuff like this, bubble baths. And I call it a mermaid bath. And that's a really, really, really simple way that most people can do if you have a bath. I'm aware that some people have showers, but you can have a mermaid shower too. We can be creative with this. And I'll explain, you know, for a mermaid bath for me, that is, I put sea salt in it, and I am very, very blessed to live very close to a beach. It's within 10 minutes from me. I can walk it. So I always bring back like handfuls of sand and little pebbles from the beach, and I'll put them around the bath and I'll sprinkle sand in the bath, because then you're directly connecting with that energy. But if you're not able to do that, then just sea salt or even table salt, you know, something that will represent the ocean. And this is another thing, I'll digress, I kind of flow all over the place with this, but the salt aspect of the water, remember, when we cry, when we release our emotions, our tears, they are salt, they're salt tears, we can taste the salt in them. So we already have that connection with the mermaids, actually. But you don't have to be upset or cry to connect with the mermaids. You can just want to get in touch with these feelings that are deep within us and to release them, and the mermaids can certainly help to do that. So having a bath, having shells and mermaidy paraphernalia, like statues and little shells and pebbles and mermaidy candles, and just creating a really nice vibe, and maybe playing some waves, the sound of the waves, or ambient sea music or something like this. And better still, if you can get to the beach, then just get to the beach and get your feet in the water. You don't have to dive in completely, but just as soon as your feet are in that water, you are connecting with that energy, with the mermaid energy. And when you're touching one part of water, remember, you're connected to the all the waters, all the seas. So you're connecting with everything. And it's such a powerful thing to feel that physical connection in a conscious way. So that's something else that you can do. So there are many ways, and you can do it through meditation as well. I've done a few meditations about this, and just visualizing yourself. And it does work even better when you're in the bath, but you don't have to be in the bath to do this. But just visualizing yourself in the sea and see yourself with a tail, you know, what does that feel like? And then you just start to connect with them, and you can call to the mermaids in your mind or out loud, and they will feel you the same, in a similar way to how
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fairies scan you to check you out. The mermaids will feel you. They'll feel your vibe, and they'll know what place you're coming from, and if you're ready to connect with them, and if they're ready to connect with you.
I love that. And it's interesting because Diana Cooper, when she did her unicorn episode here on the podcast, said about how that, you know, unicorns have been popping up in like kids' clothing, merchandise. I mean, they're everywhere. And it was like the unicorns coming through, obviously, to help people. So do you feel that the mermaid obsession as well is because mermaids want to be worked with more now?
I don't think it's a coincidence, and they are literally everywhere, the same as unicorns and the same as fairies as well. But the mermaid, yeah, you're seeing mermaid stuff coming up everywhere, and I do feel like that is what's going on. It's that energy just coming through, and it comes from within our subconscious. It's coming through. The people that are creating these things are probably unconsciously connecting with that mermaid energy as well to bring it through. Why do we want to have mermaid hair? Don't care. Why do we want to wear these kind of iridescent, scaly clothes that make us feel all shimmery and like mermaids? There's a deep subconscious urge to connect with this energy, because it's a freeing energy. It helps us to feel free, and it helps us. It's like an acceptance of, we're taught from such a young age, and especially guys, but women as well, you know, all hold yourself together, you know, compose yourself, don't express your emotions, don't get angry, don't be this, don't be that. And we're told no. We're told this pretty much all through our lives from external sources. And the mermaids are the complete opposite. They're rebels, if you like, because they're saying, express yourself. You know, do express yourself however you will, as long as it is, you know, respecting other people. You can just really, really feel free to express whatever you're feeling, because it's healthy to do that. It really, really is healthy and freeing, and it just releases any tensions that we might be holding on to. It's a perfect or merfect way to release any hidden stuff that's going on.
I love it. Perfect badass mermaids. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm the pun queen too.
So what are your top tips then for working with the mermaids, and how can we feel if they're near?
Okay, so I would say initially do the mermaid bath. Like, definitely put yourself in that space and do it in a kind of semi or full ritualistic way, a ceremonial type of way. So you would darken all the lights, you would light the candles, you would put yourself in a really nice space, perhaps meditate before you do that, and then place the salt in the bath and place the shells and whatever else you've got to trigger that kind of mermaid connection, and then be in the bath and just feel the water, and then imagine that you are in the ocean, and in your mind or out loud, call to the mermaids, 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 come to me. And then say whatever comes naturally, because there are no rights, there are no wrongs. It's all about your freedom of expression. There are no barriers to anything. You can just totally be free with it and express yourself how you want to. And that is a really wonderful initial way to connect with the mermaids. The other way would be to get yourself down to the sea, put your feet in the sand, put your feet in the ocean, feel the waves coming in and coming out, and then you'll really physically connect in a really, really strong way. And again, call to the mermaids in your heart, call to the energy of the mermaids to come and work with you, to help with you, to help whatever you're going through. But also, there are ways that we can help the mermaids too. So for example, you could get involved in a beach clean, or look at the much like with the fairies, because they're the guardians of the land, mermaids are guardians of the ocean. So look at what you do that affects the ocean. Is there anything that you can change on a practical level? Because I'm all about the practical as well. It's about balance at the end of the day. So look at, you know, what cleaning products am I using? Oh my gosh, is this harming the ocean? What can I substitute it for? And look at little things like that. And those gestures, again, the mermaids will feel that. And they'll be drawn to you. If they know that you care and love the ocean as much as they do, then they're more inclined to swim towards you. And so it is like building up a relationship over time. It's a little bit like herding cats, in the sense that you can't kind of beckon a mermaid and they'll just appear. They'll only appear if they want to. Again, it's this building up a friendship over time, and as you build up that trust and connection, and you'll feel this, and you feel it through your intuition, your inner knowing, your instinct, and you just build it up like that, and it will take as long as it needs to take. There's no kind of quick fixes with this. It is just a natural unfolding. It's a journey. It's establishing a relationship. And the other thing that you can do is obviously meditate, listening to the sounds of the sea. If you go on the internet, you'll find lots of videos of just the sea or the sounds of the ocean, and you can connect in that way. So there are quite a few techniques that you can use, and obviously just be creative with it. If you think, oh, I want to do this, like you could try shell healing, like using a shell and placing it, different shells on different chakras as you lie down, and see what that feels like. We're all going to have different ways that kind of work for us, and it is about exploring, experimenting, and just seeing what feels right for you.
I love that. I'm going to try the shell chakras for sure. That sounds awesome. Imagine saying that quickly as well, shell chakras.
Yeah, I know.
The tongue twister in itself. So how long have you worked with the mermaids for now? And what has been your biggest manifestation or miracle because of their help?
Okay, so, well, I feel like I was consciously connecting with the mermaids when I moved to Cornwall. So we're going back, oh gosh, probably 30 years, something like that. And that was my first connection. And then it literally has been a gradual process. But when I was going through this really, really emotional kind of upheaval, they came through even stronger. And I think I didn't really connect with them to help me manifest anything except internally. Inner peace, and they helped me to navigate through the emotional stuff that was going on. I'm very, very sure of that, actually. They were there guiding me and helping me to get through that. And also, I had to write this deck in that space as well. So they came in very, very strongly. And also my friend who passed away was found in Merlin's cave. And when you look at that, it's Merlin, and he is the wizard, the master of the land and of the sea. So that energy came through there. And I really felt strongly that the Merlin energy was working with me too. And it also brought out my inner mer fairy as well, like, because I'm obviously connected to the land and the sea too. And all of these things helped to help me, just help me to navigate through these very choppy, uncharted waters that I was experiencing on a deep emotional level. And that's what I feel they helped me to manifest, as well as this card deck, messages from the mermaids. They totally helped me to manifest that, of which I am eternally grateful.
Wow, I love using your mermaid deck. I've had it for a couple of months now, and it is so, I love the artwork. I love all the beautiful different mermaids in there. And I just love the really to the point answers as well, where you can just go to the deck, ask a question, and the mermaids are going to deliver whatever message you need. So I love it. And obviously, congratulations on having the deck as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Emma. And I must say, I must give a shout out and a credit to the artist, Linda Olson, who's based in America, who was a dream to work with, because I'm a very visual person, but my art extends to matchstick people, really, and blobs on paper. So I had to kind of translate what I was seeing, the visions that were coming through, put those into words, and then tell Linda, and then she manifested it. And I think she did an incredible job, and she works with mermaid energy anyway. So her art already has this lovely fluid movement to it, which is very different from a lot of other art that's out there. So I'm just thrilled. It was a real joy to work with her and to have these cards in circulation, swimming all around the world, and they're being loved by everyone. And the really interesting thing as well, because the deck is very diverse, you'll notice that there are mermaids and mermen from all different cultures, so, and all different shapes and sizes and ages as well, because I felt like it needed to be really inclusive and that everybody felt represented. That was really, really important. And this was done, you know, it was done about a year ago. So bear in mind, the time that it was released was right when the Black Lives Matter campaigning was happening. So it was almost like it was divinely timed. So they were even more warmly received than perhaps they would have been otherwise. And I get so much feedback from people especially people from different cultures who say, thank you for representing me, for have I feel like I'm represented in this deck. And I feel like other decks are doing that too, of course, and other decks have done that before, but this is my deck and the way I wanted it to come out. So it feels like it's all been, yeah, very, very divine and perfect timing.
I love that. And where can we get your deck, Karen, if people want to have a look at it?
Well, the decks are available pretty much everywhere online. Amazon, Hay House, if sometimes Hay House has a biannual sale where you can get them cheaper as well. Do get them from the official source though, because there have been some sites popping up that aren't so good. So make sure you get them from an official source, Amazon or any of the bona fide kind of official online stores. And I'm also selling them on my own website, and I'm doing signed copies if anybody wants them, and that's at karenk.co.uk. It's at thefeyshop.com. Oh, whoops. But if you go onto my website, there's a link there, so people can do that if they want them signed. Some people do, and I'm offering that, and then I'll do a little bag with a little special gift with them as well.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So my last question to you today then, Karen, is what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with?
Oh, well, it's got to be go with the flow. Go with the flow. When things are happening in our lives that we feel like we can't control, just let go, because when you flow around challenges, situations, it really does make life flow much better, and it's just easier all around. And I'm not saying be like a feather in the wind, it's just go with the flow, go with your flow, because wherever we're meant to be, wherever we're meant to go, we will get there when we surrender and go with the flow.
Yes, love that. And it's so true, because for someone like myself who used to be very in their masculine side and like Virgo as well, like loving the control, you know, the mermaids definitely helped me to really flow and, you know, flow into that feminine energy as well, of just allowing and just, yeah, going with the flow. And I always use the analogy as well of, you know, when you're in the water and you're like kicking around, screaming, trying to force things, you know, you're going to sink pretty quickly. But if you allow yourself to float, allow yourself to surrender, you know, you're going to float and the current's going to take you to whatever shore you need to be at even quicker.
Yeah, totally. It's only the resistance that's within ourselves and our desire to control. And I don't know where that comes from, but we all have that to a degree where we want to control things. But I've just realized that when things are really out of our control, just surrender, just go with the flow. Because, I mean, I did that and I'm here now. I did kick up a bit of a fuss in the beginning, to be honest, but you know, eventually I realized, like you said, you can kick and scream all you want, but eventually you've just got to surrender, because you're going to run out of energy as well when you do that, when you try and go against what is naturally happening. So yeah, go with the flow. It's perfect for the mermaids. Go with the flow.
Thank you so much, Karen. So where can people find you if they want to learn more about your work?
Okay, so I have my website, which has pretty much all the links on there, and that is karenk.co.uk. I'm also quite active on social media, as you know, and I've actually changed all of my names to the same thing now. So it's Karen K Fairy. So that's on YouTube, that's on Instagram, that's on Twitter, that's on Facebook. So if you type that in, Karen K Fairy, then you will find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Karen, for coming on today. It's been such a pleasure to share mermaids, fairies, and obviously your beautiful energy as well. So thank you so much for sharing your pearls of wisdom with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that, pearls of wisdom. Perfect for mermaids, isn't it? And what a joy to speak to you again, Emma. Let's not leave it so long next time. And it's just gone so quickly again, hasn't it? But I love talking to you. And thank you for having me on your show again. Thank you.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining us today. I really hope you enjoyed Karen and I's conversation. As always, if you want to learn more about Karen or her work, you can find a clickable link down below. And if you'd like to know more about my coaching or anything else that I have to offer, like my videos, etc., you can find it all over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.